Gavoilis, fifth Mishnah. Yotza Rishon Meis Vasheni Chai. The first child was born stillborn, the second was born alive. Tahor. The second child is Tahor. In other words, if you remove the Meis from the house before the live one was born, then the second one's Tahor. Because the fact that they were in the womb together is not Matana. You have to be outside of the body in order to be Mekabel Tumah also. Harishon Chai Vasheni Meis. If the first one was born alive, and the second one mace, then Tomei, according to the Tanakhama, is Tomei, because as the first one was coming out, the Rechem was opened up, and the Mele Tuma of the dead Uber, the dead fetus inside, goes out of her body, and is Matama, the house. But Meir says, B'shofir Echot Tomei, that if they were in one sack, then it's considered that there was one opening for the two of them, and even though the first one came out alive, but the one inside will be metamed. But if it's b'shnei shapir shafirim tahar, but if they were two separate sacks, then the fact that one came out is not enough to metamed that which is outside already. The halacha is like the Tanakama, that since there was a dead uber inside, it will be metamed the first one that came out.